Hi, this will truly be rambling because I didn't make any message notes on this, but I'm Keith Cafferata, and Dave used to come up and spend a fair bit of time with us. I first met Dave back in about 87 when he came to the shop that we were working in, and first time I guess I saw him, he went down into the boat and he was working on something, and there was somebody else in there, and they got into a discussion, and it was intense. And kind of the first thing that came into my mind was, I'm going to steer a circle around this guy because he's a little bit more than I think I can handle. And time went on, the weeks went on, and when I take my break at lunch, I tend to just move away from people and go to my bench and relax and sit down and do a crossword puzzle or whatever, read the paper, and I would be doing it there. And pretty soon, somewhere, Dave would come over and stand behind me and eat his lunch and chew on this stuff. And pretty soon he'd be looking at me and say, "That's wrong. You know, that word doesn't go there." And it's like, yeah, I know, but I don't care. I don't really try to finish him. I don't have time. And, you know, oh, no. And he'd have the eraser out and correct it. And this is the right word that would go in there. And pretty soon he had me finishing crossword puzzles and helping me. And through the years, we, you know, slowly got closer and came on. He worked the intensity level. He worked 8 hours at the shop that we were at, if not 8 or 10 hour days, and I had given him rides home. He would rest a couple of hours and then go out and work at the bar, and he would do a bartending job and work that into the evening and then come home and get up and do it again. It just, his intensity level was amazing. His intensity and his propensity to really just piss people off at times. It's amazing at times. I would talk to him about it. I know that Dave would come up and drive into the house, and he was going to be there at 5:30 and cook dinner. Well, it's 6:37. We started, and he'd bring his duffel bag with his epoxy-coated hands and pants and everything, with his dirty clothes and clean clothes, because he didn't have a washing machine, and he'd do them at the house, and he'd walk in, throw it down, look around, and go to my wife, "So, when are you going to clean this place?" You know, we had kids. We weren't worried about it. And Megan would just, you know, tense up. And I'd just say, "Dave, you know, are you trying to piss her off? You know, I mean, don't you want to get on her good side?" And he would continue. And it just wouldn't affect him for that. And then, so many other little things and stories. One that I do love is his, I can't even begin, is his bark. I mean, I got to experience straight on and full on. We played tennis together. I enjoy him. We were playing doubles. And we were playing against another team and another guy that I especially loved to beat. He was sort of arrogant and really loved his shots, but Dave started barking at him every time he made a shot. And I just would watch this guy, and he'd just tense up. And I said, "All right, I learned to bark that day." And every time we made a shot or did an overhead, Dave and I would start barking. And we'd, it was just great, you know. And this guy was just livid. He was just upset. I don't know what else. Do you have something more?
Yeah.